Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, I mentioned earlier the number of older people getting STIs is going up. It's a surprise to many baby boomers who thought they wouldn't have to worry about these infections because of their age. But why is it happening and why aren't more people using protection? We have Laura Dowling, the fabulous pharmacist, with us to talk a little bit about her experience with patients. Laura, how are you today?
I am very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Do we know what's kind of going on here? What's behind these statistics?
Yeah, well, I suppose people are coming out of long-term relationships. Maybe they are separated or they are divorced and they're, you know, they're going online and they are finding partners online or you know, when they're out and about, and they are, you know, having sex with them but not using protection, because I suppose they have maybe not used protection for years and years and years because they were in a monogamous relationship, and they think that because they can't get pregnant, that, you know, they, a lot of people would equate condoms with preventing pregnancy or as a contraception. So they are then surprised when they have an STI. So it's that kind of, I suppose they're, because of the monogamous relationship that they've been in, because they may not be very sexually aware, and the fact that if they do meet a partner, they can get STIs. And then if they're having sex with different people, they are transmitting it to other people. So, you know, first of all, they should be doing regular testing. There's SH24 have a really discreet testing kit that they can go online and get it discreetly delivered to their house. They take a little blood sample, they send it off, and they will get informed by text whether or not they have an STI and then what to do with that information. Number of factors.
Yeah, it's really, I have to say, looking at it, it looks like the perfect storm, because they've kind of, they're living longer, people are healthier. So they're living longer. They're separating then. There's been the invention of the little blue pill in the intervening.
The erectile dysfunction pill. Yes, absolutely. And it is very popular. Yeah. And it's allowing people to enjoy healthier sex lives as they get older. And, you know, because people can have erectile dysfunction for very many reasons. They may be on medication, they may have illness, but then also, you know, as people get older, they may find it harder to get and maintain an erection. So, yeah, so the little boo pill has definitely has something to do with it as well.
They've got dating apps have been invented. So you could be coming out of this thinking, what a wonderful world.
Do you know what? I'd say there's people listening and maybe they're in their 20s or 30s going, Jesus, maybe my mum and dad are having a better sex life than I am. Because they just kind of might be throwing caution to the wind. And if they have been in an unhappy relationship and they're now suddenly out in the dating scene and want to have a wild and exciting time, it does seem like a perfect opportunity to do that. But I suppose because people don't like wearing condoms, you know, we all know that we should be wearing them, but people don't really like them. It can interfere with the mood. Sometimes people will be itchy or be allergic to them as well. So they may not use them, and then they get an STI as a result. But also, interestingly, you know, people rarely, if ever, use condoms when having oral sex, and sex, you know, sexually transmitted infections aren't just transmitted via penetrative sex. It's also done orally as well. So people can get things like gonorrhea at the back of their throat or infections in their eyes as well. So it's about minding the whole body too, I suppose, and people being aware that, and it's about breaking down the stigma as well. I think that if we looked at STIs as normal infections that we get, you know, like a lung infection or a chest infection or, you know, infection we'd have in our big toe, then, and break down the shame and stigma about it, then that would be ideal. But I suppose there's still a shame around, say, oh, I have an infection in my genitals because I was having sex, therefore I must be a dirty, which is just outrageous. We need to break down that stigma. But I suppose, you know, we still have this Catholic Irish shame about sex in general in this country, I think.
Yeah. Well, it must be hard, though, if you haven't been in that world for maybe decades, coming back into it. And if you do think that maybe you do have an STI on the result of it, you may be a little bit slow about getting help because you feel, God, what are going to people think about me at this age presenting
Absolutely.
Somewhere?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, you may have been with your GP for years. They may have seen you through several pregnancies and all your children's infections.
Yes.
And then you're suddenly embarrassed to go to them because you may have an issue with, you know, an STI. So that's why it's really important that people know that the SH24 exists, that people can go online and get this free testing kit sent out to them and sent out discreetly. But also know that your GP's seen it all and heard it all before, and that you shouldn't be embarrassed. But sometimes people might experience, say, you know, itch or burning or an uncomfortableness down there, and they think it's like thrush. So they go into the pharmacy and they might get a thrush cream for it instead of actually thinking, oh goodness, actually this could be an STI. So I think the message should be, in between each partner, you should be getting your regular STI checks. It's very important.
Yeah, it's coming back to the adult world, and as slightly older adults, they should be well aware of that. I did want to mention your show coming up. Viva La Vulva 2 is returning to Dublin on yes. May the 5th, the National Concert Hall.
I know, it absolutely is. It's a brilliant show. So we sold out in Kerry, Cork and Galway. It's a show about women embracing their bodies and learning all about the glory of them, but you know, the things that can go wrong as well, and learning how to use terminology that they may be ashamed to use off. So that's why we called it Viva La Vulva, to kind of be in your face about the fact that that's a part of the female anatomy that we often don't talk about. We normally call the female anatomy the vagina, but there's loads more to it, whereas we don't necessarily mix up, you know, penis and testicles, but we tend to mix up the female anatomy. But we talk about incontinence. I have a pelvic floor physio there. We talk about sexual dysfunction. We talk about urinary tract infections, vaginal dryness, all of the things that can come with perimenopause and menopause, but even not so much perimenopause and menopause. We've had women there at the age of 21 and women of 86. So it's a real...
I saw that. I saw that in Tralee. An 86-year-old with her five daughters, I see.
Was I know, great. I know. It was brilliant. And the 86-year-old turned around to me at the end of the night and said, I wish I'd had this education when I was younger. And I wish that, you know, because we have women nowadays, they go around and they don't realize that, say, leaking isn't a normal thing. Right. They shouldn't just have to put up and shut up with it. Okay. They, you know, they're wearing dark leggings. They're not going running because they might be afraid of leaking. Okay. But there's so many ways that they can help themselves. So, very good. We're opening up those conversations.
Sunday, May the 5th, National Concert Hall. And the very best look at that. Thanks very much for joining us today. Laura, lovely talking to you. I see a text there saying, as a 50-something who met her new partner on an app a couple of years ago, I can confirm sex at this stage is amazing. And amazing is in capital letters.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.